This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey here with you. Thanks so much for finding us here on this Thursday night, July 3rd. Kind of a different feel to July 3rd, at least in my mind. I feel like the day before Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve, right? Like that's a big drinking holiday. You've got nothing to do tomorrow. Joel, correct me if I'm wrong. That's not quite what tonight is.
No.
I mean, feel like tonight is getting to bed early because you have a big game tomorrow.
Right, where you got to be, locked and loaded for the entire July 4th, start to finish, all that sort of stuff. Good weather throughout the day. We don't normally get that every time on Thanksgiving. Sometimes it's winter weather. It's going to be fantastic weather tomorrow. I know that. So all day, be ready. Get however much sleep you can tonight, the preceding day before.
So I was looking online today because this bothers me. The 4th of July, some communities moved this. Do you know this?
Like they moved the...
Like people are having 4th of July stuff tonight. Why? In one of them, I'm guilty. It's a Westminster thing in New Wilmington. There aren't many. But come on, guys. Come on. Findlay Township, Hampton, Saxonburg Borough, Independence Day at Britton Lake at Westminster, Latrobe, Mount Pleasant, Party in the Park, and Seven Springs. All having some sort of 4th of July festivities on July 3rd. This should be illegal. No. Again, July 3rd is a different vibe. July 3rd is... You've got a big football game tomorrow. You're not drinking. You need to rest up. Need to get your 8 hours. Everybody needs to perform and be on their best behavior. I don't care who you are, where you're going. You're going to a cookout. If you drink, you're probably going to have a beer or wine or bourbon or gosh knows what. You do you. July 3rd? Come on, it's the 4th of July. It's literally in the headline. You can't do it a day early. That bothered me. Then the other thing, and this just made me laugh. I had to bring it up. 42th annual. See this tweet, Joel? Brentwood Borough, my people. I'm not poking fun. I'm part of the fun. Brentwood is an unbelievable place. I love it with all of my heart. I'm from there. I'm not picking on anybody. But they hang a banner that said the 42th annual 4th of July celebration. And if you've never been to Brentwood 4th of July, you're missing out. It's a great time. It's an unbelievable thing to do on the 4th of July. I grew up doing it. I consumed adult beverages before I was an adult. And that was fun. And it really wasn't a big thing, because if you were on Brownsville Road at 8 or 9 a.m. on the 4th of July, rules didn't matter. As long as you weren't an idiot. The 42th annual. I'm told they changed it, which is a bummer. I wish Brentwood would have just leaned into it. We're not fancy. We're regular people. And that's the thing about Brentwood people. We're not fancy. We're not fancy at all. We make some mistakes. We own them. But it's good people. It's a neat little community. Unlike anything else, we stick together. I love you, Brentwood. Not trying to pick on you. All right, so Kevin Gorman will join me in about 10 minutes. Gormy knows that area well. Proud Baldwin graduate. We'll get into some Pirates talk with him. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. So much to talk about with this team right now. Something else that I didn't even get a chance to mention in my comments in the last segment about trades and whatnot. Brian Reynolds, how about this? So Ken Rosenthal in The Athletic this morning wrote that the Royals are interested in Brian Reynolds. Now, he tempered that by saying that talks really haven't gotten off the ground. They're also interested in other hitters. And I'm in no way advocating moving Brian Reynolds if I'm the Pirates. If anything, it's the exact opposite. But there are so many guys right now on the Pirates roster who are going to warrant trade consideration. Reynolds is just one. We knew this was coming. I don't think it's smart for the Pirates to move Reynolds, though, no matter what. Well, let me back up. I shouldn't say no matter what, because if they have an absolutely ridiculous offer put in front of them, sure. That's also not going to come. This would make a lot of sense for the Kansas City Royals, though. I can see why they're doing it. Their outfield has not been good offensively. They've had issues there. Hunter Renfroe was a flop. MJ Melendez was somebody they were counting on to do something. He's in the minors. Kyle Isbell and Drew Waters haven't been very good. Maybe try Jason Isbell. That's where they went wrong. It's the last of his kind, you may have heard. But no, they need outfield help. Their team WRC plus 81. That's a number where you're shooting for 100. You really want to get over 100. Pretty good pitching staff, but they haven't been able to hit the ball. So you're going to swoop in and try to grab Brian Reynolds, where the Pirates are in a kind of a vulnerable position. But I want the Pirates to resist this. And why, do you ask? I don't think they're trading an asset at its highest point. If they're going to trade Brian Reynolds, now is not the time. Hitting just .237, a WRC plus of 90, not good. I mean, career. Prior to this year, Reynolds is a .276 hitter. That WRC plus, again, 100 is the magic number, 121. Talk about a difference of 31. Reynolds has had a weird year. His BABIP is exceedingly low. It's a luck-driven stat that tells me if you ride it out with Reynolds, it's probably going to get better. And Reynolds, this homestand, is starting to look like the Reynolds of old. First four games of the homestand, 2 home runs, 3 doubles, 6 RBIs. Obviously not the June numbers we've been accustomed to with Reynolds, but again, you're not going to get the return that you'd want. It also doesn't help the Pirates because, well, they need more offense. Why are you trading away what little offense you do have? But it's just part of something bigger with this team right now and the trade consideration and where they're going to have to figure out that they are. Do they execute some sort of mass exodus, not a fire sale type, but really aggressively try to recalibrate for next season? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't think they will. If I put my reporter's hat on, I don't think that's what you're going to see out of them. I would be stunned with how I feel about Ben Charrington's job security. Again, that he has the authorization. He might try. I think it's going to get shot down. I don't think he's going to have the license to go and make a bunch of massive trades and tweaks to the Pirates. I just don't. If you work backwards and think about where this thing could land, are they going to win more than 76 games? As exciting as it's been lately, I still find that very hard to process. In year six of a rebuild, you're telling me they cannot win more than 76 games. The biggest impediment to this season has been hanging on to the manager. Shouldn't have been brought back. They shouldn't have stuck with him through a 12-26 start. The person I think most responsible for that, the GM. So you're going to stick that out? I'm sorry, that doesn't make sense. I think what we're seeing here with the Pirates is there's some good stuff. They're better than what they've shown. I think there's the guts of a pretty decent team here. But you have to do a lot around it. And they've kind of put themselves in an unenviable spot, and it's going to be tough to win this trade deadline. I think what you're going to have to do is trade guys on expiring contracts and probably nothing more. That means Andrew Heaney, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Caleb Ferguson, Adam Frazier, Tommy Pham, maybe. Pham's been an interesting arc. But I don't think you're going to make those massive franchise-altering trades. We're going to take a short break. When we come back again, we'll talk with Kevin Gorman of the Tribune Review about the Pirates, the state of the Pirates, and what we've seen throughout this homestand. It's the Fan Evening Show. I'm Jason Mack. You're listening to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey here with you until 10:35. Joel Nelson producing. Let's go back out to the fan hotline, where we find Kevin Gorman from the Tribune Review to talk a little bit more Pirates, the state of the Pirates, how things have changed, if they have changed, following just a tremendous homestand. Gormy, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying the 42th hour of the show, or minute of the show. The 32th minute of the show.
Have you driven past the banner? I think they changed it.
I've seen it off on social media, but yeah, it's like you said. Let me repeat: what a wonderful community Brentwood is, and what a wonderful parade and the 5K that they have. That is one of the great 4th of July parades and communities that to celebrate it is Brentwood, and like. Like you said, I grew up very much neighboring in Baldwin and played basketball at Brentwood Park with a lot of the guys. And so you probably know them all by their nicknames, you know, Moon and B and,
yep,
and all those guys, Pretzel.
Pretzel.
So yeah, I'm like you. You kind of lean into it and have it, get a kick out of it. It's a fun thing to kind of just mess with Brentwood about.
Oh, no doubt, man. I mean, we deserve it, and that's okay. That's why I've been careful. Like, I've talked about it and I've laughed about it, but I'm in no way making fun of Brentwood. It's tremendous. It's an awesome place. So, all right, let's talk a little Buccos, Kev. They've been really good. I was talking a little bit earlier in the show how it changes my mind a little bit, but I think it's tricky, you know, how much you read into this, you know, recent stretch here. What say you? Has this changed your mind on this team? How do you process them playing some significantly better baseball of late?
Well, I mean, let's attribute a lot of it to the team, the way they're playing under Don Kelly, and give him credit for turning this around, because it was an abysmal first 2 months under Derek Shelton. And I think it was kind of one of those dead man walking situations. Everybody knew that he was a lame duck and was on the hot seat. And it was a matter of time before the Pirates were going to make that move. And I think, you know, Don Kelly has brought a lot to the team in that role as the manager. But I also think, you know, something that Derek Shelton talked about quite frequently was how much they needed to hit on all facets at the same time, in terms of having the pitching, having the defense, having the base running, you know, having the timely hitting, having the bullpen clicking. That's what we saw this past homestand, which was an historic homestand. And for six games, the Pirates did almost everything right. And so many things went their way where they weren't earlier in the season. And that, to me, is, you know, a sign of a clubhouse that has good vibes and has a positive attitude and is playing baseball the way they need to play. This is a team that lacks sluggers. This is a team that's not going to put up a ton of runs on a regular basis, but in that short term against those two teams, they certainly capitalized with timely hitting and they did it without having to slug it a whole lot. But I think the thing that I'm a little bit more reserved about is that the Pirates, I believe, have a 12-29 record on the road, which is one of the worst in baseball. And so this road trip is going to be important for them, not only in terms of trying to maintain that momentum, but also reversing that trend that they've had where they've really struggled on the road. That this is a chance for the Pirates. Their schedule gets softer here in July, and especially at the end of July and into early August, when they, you know, they'll play Colorado a couple times. The Pirates have a chance now that they've endured, you know, a very difficult schedule, which a lot of people may not want to look at, but the Pirates they're tied for the most wins against teams with a 500 record or better, or greater than 500 record, 27 wins, but they also have the second most losses to such teams in baseball. Only Colorado has more, and I think it's with 52. So this is where I'm really going to be impressed, is if the Pirates can continue playing at this level on the road.
Yeah, it's an 11-day, 9-game road trip. They play the Mariners, the Royals, the Twins going into the All-Star break. I agree with you, Kev. If they're able to keep this going, you know, through that thing, I might buy into this team being completely different. I mean, they've been better. It's just, I don't think it's going to be enough to change the overall product. All right, so the stat you cited is in your Take 5 piece, which I thought was fantastic. That's on triblive.com right now. And you wrote that waiting until May 8th to fire Derek Shelton should be seen as, quote, infuriating. I agree with you, not taking any issues at all, but why do you feel that way?
Well, I mean, if you came out as Bob Nutting did, as Derek Shelton did, as Ben Cherington did, and said this is a team that's in win now mode, they must win now, to wait that long and to wait till the team was that far out of contention, to the point that it's almost insurmountable when you get, you know, 15 games or so back in the division standings and you're so far out of reach that, you know, we're not even into July and there was a lot of treatment. We're in July now, but before we even got into July, there was a lot of talk about the Pirates being major sellers at the trade deadline. And even now, even after a 6-game, you know, win streak where they're the hottest team in baseball, not only in terms of the win-loss column, but in terms of the run production and the runs allowed. I mean, the run differential has dropped pretty big way in the last few weeks. That, you know, this is a team that should have had a chance. I mean, I know Isaiah Kiner-Falefa said, like, this was the plan. This is the team we were supposed to have, and this is why people felt good about this season. I think from what you were talking about earlier about the, you know, whether you trade a guy like Brian Reynolds or even a Mitch Keller, Key Brian Hayes, the three players the Pirates locked up the long-term deals. They were supposed to be the foundation pieces, the core pieces. You could make an argument that they still are, and they're very vital to the Pirates' success. You could also make an argument that the two best players, or at least the two most important because of their talent and their ability, players on this team are Paul Skenes and O'Neill Cruz.
Yep.
By trading Reynolds, Keller, and or Hayes, you could free up money that would allow the Pirates to maybe make that long-term investment. I think they've missed the boat on Skenes. They should have locked him up long before he ever made his major league debut. They should have had him to a contract to maybe buy out a year. And now they lost a year because of his, you know, finishing in the top three in Cy Young voting, finishing, you know, winning the National League Rookie of the Year. And I think it had something to do with his B war. But, you know, he got an additional bonus last year on top of his salary. And he gained, you know, the year of closer to arbitration. So that's a tough one for the Pirates to swallow, is that they're not going to have Paul Skenes for as long as they expected. But perhaps if you free up those contracts of Reynolds, Keller, and or Hayes, you know, maybe that allows the Pirates to get creative there and build around those two young pieces if they know that the window is open a little longer maybe than we envisioned. You know, we all thought the window's open until 28. Maybe if the window's open until 2030 or so, and you're building around the two young, talented guys, as opposed to the guys that are, you know, either at 30 or closing in on it.
Fan Evening Show, we're chatting with Kevin Gorman of the Tribune Review. You can read his work at triblive.com. I referenced the Take 5 piece. I would encourage you to check that out. It's very, very good. Make sure you follow Kevin on Twitter or X at Kevin Gorman, PGH. Gourmet, I wanted to ask you about Paul Skenes going to the All-Star game, and not so much that. I think we all expect Skenes to go to Atlanta. Do you think anybody will be joining him? Do you think it's too much of an ask at this point for the Pirates to send two representatives? And if it's not, like, who would be your second guy?
Yeah, I think somebody should be joining him in one of two ways. Either O'Neill Cruz should be there in the Home Run Derby. I think if baseball doesn't do that. If they don't do that, they're missing out. I mean, you have a guy who would make that Home Run Derby even that much more exciting. The other one is, you know, that they've brought in some veterans in the past as kind of an homage to the veterans who were still playing at an all-star level, but brought them there more for their presence and everything. Andrew McCutchen, you can make an argument. Now, obviously, Shohei Ohtani is the DH. It would probably be more of a pinch hit role for McCutchen, but he's had a very good season. I don't know that he has had an all-star season, but he's certainly been a guy who's been one of the most consistent hitters, if not the most consistent hitter for the Pirates. So those would be the two guys that I would make the case for. The other one, and I think there's a very slim chance of this, but the other one who's been phenomenal this season is Dennis Santana. And so if there was a second one, if you're basing it on merit, Dennis Santana certainly deserves consideration as one of the top setup men who filled in admirably as a closer for the Pirates this season.
Man, you bring up a good point with Kutch. You know, they have done that, and this would be a good time to do it. Who knows if this is going to be his last year, but I wouldn't take that chance. He wouldn't advocate for it, but it's a good suggestion.
But I think he'd jump at the opportunity. I know, I did too. Years ago when he had he had a really good first half, he just didn't have big power numbers. You know, he kind of was, you know, saying, hey, I think I deserve the consideration, but I don't think he's going to be the type of guy who's going to, you know, campaign for it. But he certainly would appreciate the honor, and I think it would, you know, having a six-time All-Star who's a National League MVP and has, you know, the Gold Glove and the Silver Slugger Awards, that certainly helps his Hall of Fame candidacy if he has one more on the resume, even if it was more of one that was kind of a nod to his career than to, you know, his first half of his season.
Yep, no doubt. And they did it with Miguel Cabrera not long ago, too. Go ahead,
I think Pujols and Cabrera, you know, and the other thing about it is, you know, I'm not a purist when it comes to the All-Star game in terms of it has to be based on your first half. I mean, I do think the guys who have had great first halves deserve to be rewarded. I don't have any problems with that. But I also think it's, you know, it is a game that's a popularity contest. Fans vote on this, and they want to see the stars. And I certainly think when you look at, you know, the career leaders in many categories offensively, Andrew McCutchen is in the top five or top ten. Among of all the active leaders. And so this is a guy who certainly has some prestige that you know, that his name carries and his presence carries. And so not a guy who would be out of place. That's my point, is that Andrew McCutchen is an all-star, even if he's not performing at the same level he did, you know, between 2012 and 2015.
Fan Evening Show. We're chatting with Kevin Gorman of the Tribune Review. Follow Kevin on X at Kevin Gorman PGH. Kevin, I was talking before you came on, I think you heard a little bit of it, with Brian Reynolds and the Royals having some level of interest in Brian Reynolds. My opinion was that I would not look to trade Brian Reynolds. I don't think that's doing smart business. They need more offense, not less. He's not, you know, having his best season. How would you proceed with Reynolds? If someone makes you an offer, would you consider it?
I'd consider it if you know, and this is, I guess, kind of putting the cart before the horse. If you think that you can sign Skeens and or Cruz by freeing up that money,
yeah,
I wouldn't trade Reynolds just to trade him. I've had people within the Pirates tell me that Brian Reynolds has been the unluckiest hitter, and I think you were referring to that with the BABIP, but he's been very unlucky this season. He's also, you know, complained privately about the, you know, the left field, the left center wall, the north side notch, about how that doesn't benefit a guy like him. You know, if that wall's in, and or at least just a normal wall without the notch, you know, he may have, you know, a handful more home runs. So certainly, you know, he may welcome that, although Brian Reynolds is the one who insisted on a limited no trade clause inserted in that long-term contract. He's a guy who likes being a Pittsburgh Pirate and wants to win here. And I think you need some of that too. I think you need to have guys who want to be here, and Keller, Hayes and Reynolds signed long-term with the Pirates when, you know, they were an abysmal franchise, that they were losing 100 games, and these guys made a long-term commitment, as the Pirates did to them, and gave them the salaries and the, you know, the job security and the contract guarantees that they were looking for, that gave them, you know, financial security set up for life. If the Pirates feel like they can sign Cruz and Skeens and have this window open a little longer, you know, the Royals have some intriguing prospects. One of them, Blake Mitchell, is a 20-year-old catcher who was a top, you know, first-round draft pick, a left-handed hitting catcher with some pop in his bat. You know, that could be important to the Pirates, given Andy Rodriguez's situation, that he may, whether he comes back this year or not, and it doesn't look good, but whether he comes back as a catcher at all is a question mark right now, given that he's had Tommy John surgery and now has a re-injury to that elbow, that perhaps the Pirates want to improve their catching depth for the future if they're going to really commit to, you know, Henry Davis and Joey Bart in the short term. They also have a really intriguing prospect who, speaking of Baldwin, I graduated with his mother, Marcia, the lefty David Shields, who was, I think, a second or third round pick. I think he was a second rounder out of Mount Lebanon last year. You know, so you could go with some young guys, but I don't think that you can take two prospects, even if they're top 10 prospects. I don't think you can take that in return for Reynolds without getting somebody either at the major league level or major league ready at AAA who can come in and help fill in the short term, because the Pirates, as you mentioned, and I kind of echo all the points that you made, the Pirates are a better team with Brian Reynolds than they are without, and they're not as going to be as good offensively, which is their Achilles heel right now. So you can't really trade Brian Reynolds without a succession plan. You have to have somebody at the ready that's going to, you know, at least maintain, if not improve, this team. And so, you know, I'm not in favor of that, but I also can understand that if that's the move that you have to make to sign Paul Skeens or O'Neill Cruz, then that's the move you make. I think if there's a chance of signing those two long term, that's the deal you make. Those are the superstars on this team right now, and that's, you know, no, you know, that's all apologies to Brian Reynolds, who's a two-time All-Star, but hasn't performed with the consistency that the Pirates need. I think if he's on a better team, you know, Brian Reynolds is probably an All-Star caliber guy, because he's going to give you, you know, 25 home runs. He's going to give you 85 or more RBIs. He's going to play solid defense, and he's going to be a consistent bat in your lineup that you could bat in the top three of the order. Those guys aren't easy to find. And so, you know, the Pirates are lucky to have him, but obviously the way this team is structured right now is not good enough to win at the level the Pirates want.
Kevin Gorman from the Trib, thanks so much, Kev. Appreciate it, man. Have a great night. Have a happy 4th.
Same to you, Jason.
All right, take care. Kevin Gorman, can follow him on Twitter or X at Kevin Gorman PGH. Read his work, triblive.com. Again, Gormy writes Take 5 every so often, and they're good every time he does it. Chock full of information, spends a lot of time on doing that. So the least you can do is read it. No, seriously, it's very good. 93.7 The Fan and the Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our Youth Baseball and Softball Showcase presented by Sheetz. Parents and coaches, if your 12 and under team has games on July 5th, send an email to us at youthsports@937thefan.com to register, and the fan may make a stop at your field. Details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. We've been very baseball heavy early on in the show, and we'll kind of continue that as Kent DeCalvi joins us at 8 o'clock to talk about Dave Parker and some of his memories of playing with the Cobra. But I do want to slowly integrate some Steelers topics here because they had a big week as well, and there's a lot to opine on with the Steelers. That includes Christian Kuntz, the local long snapper, has his own podcast, the Christian Kuntz Podcast. He named two Steelers that he thinks are poised for breakout seasons. I very much agree with him, and I'm going to talk about that when we get back. Also want to, throughout the remainder of the show, talk a little bit about Omar Khan, the Steelers GM, extended for 3 years. Not that I think anybody doubted whether that was going to happen, but let's reflect a little bit on Omar Khan's moves and what he's changed so far. We're just getting started. It's the Fan Evening Show. Kent DeCalvi coming up at 8 o'clock, and some Steelers talk next here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey here with you until 10:35 on this July 3rd. Day before one of my favorite holidays of the year. Love the 4th of July. I love that because I grew up in Brentwood. It's always been a big thing for our people. It will be a big thing tomorrow. It is the 42th celebration of a wonderful, wonderful holiday and celebration on Brownsville Road. Want to get into a quick Steelers topic before we get to Kent DeCalvi to talk a little bit about Dave Parker and his impact on the Pirates. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal services. More sunny skies for the 4th of July with temperatures in the high 80s. For the weekend, temperatures could reach the 90s. Make sure you stay hydrated. Grab that sunscreen, grab a hat, grab some sunglasses, all that fun stuff. I said before the break, Christian Kuntz on his podcast named two Steelers that he thinks are poised for breakout years. His names, Zach Frazier and Mason McCormick. I thought this was interesting. I think the Steelers' offensive line is considered more of an Achilles heel than it needs to be. The Steelers' offensive line last season, late in the year, was obviously not very good. I'm not saying anything other than that. But there have been a lot of changes. And I think we're only seeing the very beginnings of what those two guys specifically can be. I think Zach Frazier, I mean, he was one of the best centers in the NFL last season. I think he can absolutely, unquestionably become one of the best centers this year. I think there's a lot of potential there. And then Mason McCormick at right guard was actually pretty good in pass protection. He struggled a little bit in the run game. I don't think that's going to be a problem long term. He's a big, mean dude. And I think the overall goal or story with the Steelers' offensive line, it's going to be helped by having Broderick Jones in the spot that he should be in. He moves over to left tackle. Troy Fautanu back and healthy on the right side. He'll be working next to Mason McCormick. I'm not saying the Steelers are going to have like a top five offensive line, but it shouldn't be bottom five. Given the investments that they've made in that group over the past handful of years, that group should be a strength more than it should be a hindrance. And if Zach Frazier and Mason McCormick can break out the way Christian Kuntz, Steelers long snapper, believes that they can, boy, will that go a long way toward things. I saw this stat that, and I knew it at the time. I had forgotten it in the process of, you know, kind of being down on the Steelers offensive line. Selected offensive lineman three times in the first five picks for the first time since 1976. When that happened, everybody was really high on what the Steelers have done. And I'm talking about Fautanu, Frazier, McCormick. Some good players there. They were rookies. Fautanu barely played, and Frazier and McCormick kind of took some lumps. Not a lot. They weren't bad. I don't think those two guys were the reason for the Steelers' offensive line struggles. I think you're looking at the bookend tackles. Broderick Jones playing the wrong position. Dan Moore Jr., frankly, being not very good late in the year. Started out really good and then went off a cliff. But you've got a much better tackle situation. Your guards remain. Frazier can grow. I do think the Steelers' offensive line can really help them, and it's going to need to help them to keep Aaron Rodgers upright, to give him enough time to find some of those targets we've been talking about so much for the run game to be better. Jaylen Warren, Kenneth Gainwell, Caleb Johnson, doesn't matter who it is. Steelers need to have a much better running game, and again, I think it's going to happen. All right, let's talk a little bit about Dave Parker when we get back. Kent DeCalvi is one of the greatest storytellers I've been around. I love talking to Teak, and he can really, he has a lot of detail and is just blessed with the gift of gab, something that I didn't necessarily get, but always fun talking to Teak and hearing about Dave Parker. We'll do that when we come back. It's Fan Evening Show. I'm Jason Mackey on Sports Radio 93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.